running.
Well, and by the way, this is going to be a big debate. Bridget feels the exact opposite, right, Buck?
She just dropped off, unfortunately.
She just dropped off. Okay, well, she was going to say she would crawl over glass to vote for Donald Trump. And I know there are people who just heard Jim that are angry right now at Jim, and they're like, are you kidding me? I would, like Bridget was going to say, crawl all over glass to be able to cast another ballot for Trump.
We will be a forum within the family on the right here for both the most ardent Trump supporters and people who are also on the right in good faith who think maybe there's other candidates. We're going to have those voices when the time comes because we want to make sure that we are a big tent on the right.
Buck, neither Buck nor I are going to endorse anybody in the 2024 races, anything like that. When there is a nominee, certainly we're going to be 100%
behind. This audience decides. We present information. The audience makes the decision.
But I think it's going to be a battle royale. And by the way, I think it's going to be that way on the Democrat side, too. I think you're going to really have to buckle up for all of 2023. I think it's going to be one heck of a ride.
Certainly buckle up for the show tomorrow. It's going to be amazing.
I agree.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 when my wife and I purchased custom blinds for our first home, and we were shocked by the high prices. So I started researching the custom window covering industry, and a little more than a year later, I started Blindster to sell custom-made window coverings directly to consumers. By selling direct, our blinds are priced far less than professionals. In fact, our custom blinds are often less expensive than the blinds in stock sizes sold off the shelf at big box retailers. All of our blinds are easy to install, and we recently introduced no-tools blinds and shades that require no tools to install. What could be easier? We also have a fitter-free guarantee, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and a limited lifetime warranty on most products.
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com. Blinds.com. Blindster.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking Relief Factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Democrats held more hearings today on the January 6th Capitol riot. Bob Agnew reports.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says it's no mistake rioters converged on the Capitol building.
We know they were there because of Donald Trump.
Now we hear some of the things they believed.
We're standing up. We're here. Whatever happens, we're not laying down again.
House Republican Caucus Chairwoman Elise Stefanik says the committee has done nothing to uncover the real truth behind January 6th.
And it does absolutely nothing to address the numerous crises Americans are suffering from every single day.
The next round of hearings is set for Wednesday. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden welcomes a bipartisan gun compromise in Congress following recent mass shootings. More from Greg Clugston.
10 Republican senators have announced their support for modest gun restrictions and stepped-up efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. Here at the White House, the president says the framework does not do everything he thinks is needed, but he says it reflects important steps in the right direction, and Mr. Biden said it would be the most significant gun safety legislation to pass Congress in decades. Greg Clugston, the White House.
In Texas, police say shot and killed a person who had a gun at a sports and fitness venue near Dallas. About 150 children were attending a day camp. Authorities say no children were hurt in the shooting this morning at the Duncanville Fieldhouse. Wildfires burning throughout the American West, forcing evacuations as crews deal with more hot, windy, and dry conditions. Residents ordered to flee remote homes near a wildfire now in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. Stocks deeply in the red now. All three major indexes are down more than 2%. More at townhall.com.
Everybody, Mark Davis for Advantage Gold. Investing and protecting your retirement is a real challenge these days. Raging inflation, the hyper-volatile stock market. You don't have to sit and watch it all unfold. Thousands of retirees are safeguarding their retirements with physical precious metals like gold and silver inside their IRAs and 401ks. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the number one highest rated gold company on TrustLink 7 years in a row. For a free gold IRA investment kit, call Advantage Gold, 800-741-4653. Call 800-741-GOLD. Don't sit idly by while the stock market and inflation destroy your retirement savings. For a free gold IRA investment kit, call 800-741-4653. They'll answer all your questions, including if your current retirement account qualifies. Call 800-741-4653. Find out how easy it is to put precious metals in your IRA or 401k. Call 800-741-4653. Gold.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult your investment professional before investing.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Latsalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Margaret Rudin won't have to worry about being retried for the death of her millionaire husband, Ron, some 27 years ago. The Nevada Attorney General's office confirms it will not appeal a federal judge's ruling, which overturned her murder conviction in the 1994 death of her husband. The well-known real estate developer was shot in the head as he slept in the couple's Las Vegas home back in 1994. Rudin has always proclaimed her innocence. She was convicted in 2001 and served nearly 20 years in prison before being released on parole in 2020. In vacating the murder conviction, a federal judge ruled that Rudin got ineffective representation from her then-defense attorney Michael Amador, who has since passed away. Clark County DA Steve Wolfson has already said his office will not retry Rudin. Well, amid the fast-rising rents in southern Nevada, a Las Vegas developer has opened an affordable housing complex. Ovation Design and Development has opened in Arioso, a 195-unit apartment complex for low-income seniors on Blue Diamond near Fort Apache. A one-bedroom starts at $921.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 right now. Those lane restrictions are continuing downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. Light flows right now through there, but still, the orange cones persist. 515 eastbound at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday. It is the day before Election Day, Election Eve for the primaries. We're going to be talking a lot about that. Closing arguments from folks like Manny Kass. He's running for the Republican nomination for treasurer. And also Adam Laxalt, who's in a tough race for the U.S. Senate. His goal is to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. We'll talk more about that as we go along. But first, let's do what we do every Monday and check in with my buddy Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, how was your weekend, my friend?
It was really good. Thank you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend as well.
I just tried to stay cool. That's all I did, and stay out of the wind. My allergies are going absolutely nuts. My question is, and maybe I know you're not a medical doctor, but it seems as if a lot of people have the sniffles as a result of allergies, not necessarily COVID. What's the difference?
Well, that's a great – I mean, I don't know how you just tell. I mean, I think, people in my family have allergies, and we just know a certain time of the year, you know, if you got the sniffles, it's probably just the allergies. And, you know, obviously when the wind picks up, it tends to get worse. It sure is annoying, though.
We are at Election Eve. The early voting came and went, and now it's up to tomorrow. What do the numbers tell us? I'm not sure if you've checked with Joe Gloria or anybody at the state level as far as statewide responses. Everybody I'm talking to is saying that it's kind of a low turnout election. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, it has been a low turnout election. It's really interesting just because, you know, this is so new with how the voting is being done. Obviously, they're mailing out absentee ballots to everyone, or I guess mail ballots to everyone, and they also have early voting, and they also have election day voting, and so the conventional wisdom is that, you know, there's going to be kind of this surge of Republican turnout on Election Day, but that it's most likely that Democrats have voted, by mail for the most part. And so we kind of are flying blind. The turnout hasn't been great so far, but the anticipation is that there'll be kind of a surge on Election Day.
I'm just curious, in the gubernatorial race, who does that help? Low turnout.
Low turnout probably helps Lombardo. He is ahead, and I think any sort of variable is something that can only hurt his chances, which I still think are incredibly strong. And so, yeah, I guess if it was super, super low turnout, then, you know, maybe Gilbert has an advantage because his supporters are very passionate and they're definitely turning out. I just don't think there's quite enough of them.
Let's break down that gubernatorial election. Both Sheriff Joe and Joey Gilbert said that this is essentially a two-man race. In the case of Sheriff Joe, Lombardo said the race for all intents and purposes is over. Do you believe that to be true? And how is there anybody that has the long shot capability tomorrow?
Yeah, I do think that is true. I that the race is basically over. I thought it was a kind of an odd way to end the debate. I think what he was trying to say is, you know, everyone let's rally and focus on being Sisolak, but it came off a little awkwardly. Gilbert, what he needs is he needs people to say, well, I don't want to support Lombardo, and so I'm going to go for the person who's got the best chance of beating him, which, you know, certainly at this point looks like Gilbert. Maybe Heller has kind of a burst in him because, you know, he's been so well known and he's got a lot of name recognition in Northern Nevada and the rules. And so, you know, maybe he has a burst at the end. Guy Nora, I think, has picked up a little bit of traction, but I'd still be surprised to see him finish double digits. I think it's going to go Lombardo, Gilbert, Heller, Lee, Nora. And we'll see from there.
And by the way, is it my imagination, or have I not seen even one Democrat ad out there for governor? We've seen a lot of Catherine Cortez Masto ads or surrogate ads, if you will. But as far as for the governor's race, there hasn't been anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've come across any directly. It's interesting, the race in CD1 for the Democrats is Dina Titus versus Amy Villela. And, you know, I think there's a line of thinking that Titus thought she had in the bag and didn't spend very much money, and that Amy has a chance to catch her. Bernie Sanders endorsed her last week, and, you know, it was kind of an oddly timed endorsement, you know, almost all the way through early voting. But maybe the polling showing that, you know, and she's a, you know, far left progressive, and so maybe the polling showing that it's close and they thought that they could push her over the top for Titus. So I think that's one to watch, and one race where a Democrat may wish they had spent a little bit more before the primary.
I'm just wondering what happens now in the general election. Does this mean that Democrats have been able to save up a whole bunch of money because nobody's primarying anybody?
Yeah, that's basically what happened, and, you know, that's one of the advantages of incumbency is you don't have the need to spend money before the primary. They'll definitely start off with a money advantage. I think the thing is that you look at just the recent history, and having a competitive primary has not harmed people. I mean, Steve Sisolak had a competitive primary, Donald Trump had a competitive primary. And so I just think this idea that, oh, if the primary is too competitive, you're just sunk, I don't think it really holds. I think there's value for a campaign and, you know, running hard and doing events and having your name out there. The consultants want to save the money for the general and everything. But I think, you know, recent history has shown that just because you have a competitive primary doesn't mean you're at an insurmountable disadvantage in the general.
I want to ask you about your column. As usual, spot on. And essentially, the guts of it is that you're not really surprised that there are a lot of Nevada Democrats who are running away from their California brothers and sisters. Can you talk a little bit about the column, maybe expand on a little bit?
Yeah, it's, you know, last week California had their primary election, and, you know, one of the biggest elections wasn't a primary. It was Chase Bowden, the progressive prosecutor in San Francisco, who, you know, basically has been a defense lawyer in the prosecutor's office. He was recalled and by a pretty substantial, you know, 20-point margin. Even in San Francisco, not just in California, in San Francisco, the citizens are sick of the crime. They're sick of, the needles and the open drug use. And they said, no, we want the law enforced. And, you know, that is a huge warning sign to Democrats across the country who embrace this idea that, you know, the problem is that we're sending criminals to jail and we've got to get the criminals out of jail. The voters aren't happy about it. And, you know, Democrats in Nevada in 2019 passed a sentencing reform bill, if you can call it that, where they basically gutted sentences on a host of crimes. And, you know, they're not going to be touting that. they're going to be touting the opposite, you know, how they support the police and how they, you know, want safe streets and everything. And so, but that's their record. You know, they set the stage for something like what's happened in California with the rampant crime here in Nevada. And if Ozzie Fumo wins the Democrat primary for district attorney in Clark County, I mean, it's coming. So, but that's the record, and voters should know it.
What will the issues be in the general election? And let's begin with the Senate race, Catherine Cortez Masto. Is this going to be a referendum on Catherine Cortez Masto's performance?
Yeah, I think it'll be a referendum on her performance, you know, as it relates to Biden specifically. You know, and the price hikes. I mean, I think that's just the top of the line thing for everyone. You know, there's a stat floating around that families are spending an extra $460 a month on basics, you know, from gas to groceries to mortgages. And, you know, you look at that over the course of a year, I mean, you're talking about $5,000, you know, that families are seeing their expenses go up by. And a lot of families just, that's a huge strain. And say for most families. And so I think the election is going to come down to, well, you know, are you better off now or are you better off 2 years ago? Because Catherine Cortez Masto has been a rubber stamp for the Biden agenda that's raised your cost. And that's going to be a tough argument for her to overcome.
You talk with a lot of consultants, and are you satisfied that they know what the messaging going forward from a Republican perspective is going to be, that it's going to be exactly what you just said?
Oh yeah, I think it's you know, as close to a no-brainer as you can get. I mean, it's the top of the line issue, pocketbook issues affect everyone, and you know, it's not you know, healthcare issues affect people, but it's not like, oh, I'm paying that every week, every month. It's, you know, something might happen to me once every 5 years, and it's really bad for my wallet. I mean, this is every time you go to the gas station, you are seeing the results of the Biden Masto agenda. At the pump, you're seeing it at the grocery store. I mean, we can't even produce enough baby formula in the country anymore. I mean, this is the disaster that Democrats have brought on the country. And I think every congressional candidate, I mean, certainly the black salt in the Senate race, and I think, you know, that's what even the state races are going to try and make the race about, it are these high prices.
So will this be a national election then? This won't be necessarily about state issues or things like that. This is essentially going to be about Biden. I mean, is it going to be a national election?
Well, I mean, that's what Republicans are going to want, right? They're going to want to say, you know, let's make this a referendum on Biden, and you can't vote on Biden, so you're voting on Masto, or you're voting on Titus, or you're voting on Lee. And then, you know, and there's a pretty direct connection to those folks, you know, creating inflation with their votes for Build Back Better, their attacks on, you know, oil and gas companies. And so the more of a challenge is going to be for people in the gubernatorial race. You know, Sisolak did not pass the Build Back Better bill. You know, obviously he's a big fan of the Biden agenda, but, you know, you can't say, oh, well, he's the one who voted for it and is directly responsible for it. But that's what the Republican candidates are going to do. And so it's going to be interesting to see how much voters buy that. I think Sisolak's going to run a little better than Masto, just because he can make that case credibly that, you know, he's not Biden. He didn't vote for Biden's agenda. And so he's not as responsible as Masto for the inflation. But what you're going to see is that Republicans are ticked at Biden, so they're going to come out and vote against Masto. And then they're just going to go down the ticket and vote against Sisolak, too. So I think you're going to see the state officers, at least Sisolak, I think you'll see run a little bit better than Masto. But, you know, they're still facing some big headwinds.
More with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. Wayne Allen Root coming up at 105. Manny Kess running for state treasurer. He'll be at 1:30. And Adam Laxalt will join us at 2:05. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tom. Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Dr. Fred Simon, a conservative Republican running for Nevada governor. Joey Gilbert pretends to be a conservative Republican, but he has a habit of donating money to campaigns of progressive and liberal Democrats right here in Nevada. Joey contributed to Aaron Ford in 2018 and 2019, and Ford is now our current Marxist-style attorney general. So Joey's been breaking your trust from the start. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about how the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey have totally changed my life. They really have. While sound quality alone sets Evolve AI hearing aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that. And a special welcome aboard to Dr. Matthew Lingman, a superstar when it comes to hearing aids. He and my buddy Steve Romeo are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out in conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tomorrow is Election Day. Victor Jakes joining us. Three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Joe Gloria has been very open, saying that they've made some changes to their protocol. And the big question is it going to give any of us greater confidence that this will be a free and fair election. Victor, what do you think? First of all, what do you think of Joe Gloria? And do you trust him that that obviously this is going to be above board and we're not